You're not the boss of me. That's what this toddler told me quite a few times when I was in high school and babysitting him while his mother was away. Lately, I've been giving my new puppy Winnie this line when she gets really sassy with me and barks at me when she doesn't get her way. I just look at her squarely and calmly and say, "You're not the boss of me." Before you lose control of your emotions, set some clear boundaries. "You're not the boss of me" got me thinking about other ways we can use this catchy little phrase to remind ourselves that we are in charge of our own feelings. When my puppy Winnie is not getting her way, she really lets me know how pissed she is by barking at me and sometimes even attacking me with her razor-sharp baby teeth. Now, I can let her emotions overtake me and put me in a pissy mood too, or I can simply tell her, "You're not the boss of me," and carry on with my day as planned. The pitch challenge today: silence the internal or external barking that is telling you to feel something you don't really feel. Tell those misplaced feelings or outside forces, "You're not the boss of me." Are you struggling with an environment of rage, anger, sadness, or uncertainty? If those emotions are being transferred to you from someone else, send those feelings packing. They are not the boss of you today or any day. You are in control of how you feel. Don't let someone else emotionally dump on you.